There was some good news last week in Michigan regarding foreclosure fraud. On Thursday, officials announced the state will receive $2.5 million. That's the settlement in a mortgage fraud lawsuit filed last year by State Attorney General Bill Schuette. The suit involved about 1,000 victims of robo-signing statewide, but about 300 of them, 30% of them, were just from Ingham County alone. And Register of Deeds Curtis Hertel Jr. brought those 300 to the AG's attention, as I understand it. And Curtis Hertel joins us now in Current State. How are you?
Good, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Am I right? Did you bring those 300 to Attorney General Schuette's attention?
We found 300 examples of what we thought were pretty obvious forgeries in documents that have been filed in Ingham County. We then brought registrars from around the state together, and we met with the Attorney General and the FBI right in my office. So we brought 20 different registrars from around the state, brought in different examples of these documents, and I think they took the 1,000 best of those examples and used those in the lawsuit. But the reality is these signatures were used in hundreds of thousands of documents across the country in people's foreclosures.
But the fact that 300 of the 1,000 were from Ingham County, was this that? What should people read into that? Was robo-signing more prevalent in Ingham County than in other counties? It was just that...
Absolutely not. We just brought it to them first.
Okay. Well, congratulations are in order, I guess. You must feel good about this.
I'm glad that we've gotten attention to it. I think that this is important. I think that the reality is there's been a lot of pain throughout the foreclosure process on a number of people, and that due processes should be followed, and they haven't been. I think this shows that the foreclosure process is broken in Michigan, that we need to change the laws. It's a start. I don't want to say that this is the end of what I want to happen. I think it just shows a pattern of abuse by the major banks against individual citizens, and we need to do everything we can to make sure that they play by the rules. And if you and I used illegal documents to take someone's home, we'd go to jail. And unfortunately, at this point, we haven't seen anyone go to jail in this process, and we need to change that. We need to change Michigan law to ensure this never happens again and punish those that are responsible.
This involved a Georgia-based mortgage processor named Doc X. Remind us again how Doc X ran afoul of the law.
Yeah, Doc X was assigned for recreating documents that were lost in the foreclosure process. They were lost because the banks decided to stop filing these documents in offices like mine around the country, save a little money. And so they created their own shadow registry system called MERS, Mortgage Electronic Registration Systems. When they went to go foreclose, they had to have these documents, but they were either lost, stolen, never created. We don't know the answer to that question. But at that point, they hired this company called DocX. Now, DocX didn't have any bank vice presidents that worked for them. That would be signing these actual mortgages. They didn't have anybody who was qualified to review bank documents to make sure that they were being done legally. Instead, what they did was they hired people $12 an hour to sit in a room and pass papers back and forth and sign signatures as bank vice presidents. Worse than that, they decided that it would be easier if they wasn't the actual people signing, because it was an easier fraud that way. So they picked a woman who worked in the mailroom department, who was also not a bank vice president, named Linda Green. And they picked her because her name was easy to spell. And literally, her signature is on hundreds of thousands of documents across the country, transferring ownership of people's mortgages and allowing for a quicker foreclosure. And so really, it's a forgery of a fraud. She's not a bank vice president. The person signing is not a bank vice president. And on top of that, she's not signing the documents.
A forgery of a fraud.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a crime on top of a crime. It's interesting that they would choose to forgerize the fraud, because I guess it was harder to track that way. And Linda Green's not the only one. She's the most famous because she went on 60 Minutes and admitted that she never signed any documents. But there's another woman named Tawana Thomas who signs both left and right-handed. I mean, they're not that complicated of a fraud. The problem is that all these documents go out into thousands of registrar of deeds across the country. And so they were like needles in haystacks. So if you knew what you were looking for, and once we found a pattern, we knew what we were looking for, they were relatively easy to find. But it took a lot of investigation. It actually was a woman who a woman who actually, named Lynn Smysloniak, who actually found these, she was a fraud investigator who trained FBI agents, and she was going through foreclosure and could not understand how she couldn't find out who actually owned her mortgage. And what she basically did was looked at all the signatures and looked for patterns and found this amazing fraud.
And so they finally chose to foreclose on the wrong person.
Exactly.
Basically what it boils down to. Okay.
They found the one person who could actually was trained to actually see this fraud. And once she was able to do that, we started getting registrars from around the country to get interested in this issue.
How this hasn't become a movie is beyond me. Isn't this a rich movie script waiting to happen?
I think it certainly could be. I mean, the reality is that, especially in Michigan, we have the easiest state in the country to foreclose. We have zero checks and balances in our system. We have what's called foreclosure by advertisement, which means someone can take your house without ever having to go to a judge, ever have to prove to a government official that there's a real deficiency, never have to prove that you filed the law. It's a very destructive process, and there are few foreclosure firms in the state who have made millions of dollars off this process.
In Michigan?
Absolutely. Really, there are two of the biggest firms, Orleans and Trot and Trot, and they've made millions of dollars off of this. And, you know, I think it's a machine that feeds off of human misery. And that really we need to slow down the process and make sure that, I mean, if someone's going to take your most important asset, they should have to prove three things. There's a real deficiency, that they followed the law, and that they're the ones that should be able to take the home, that they actually own the deficiency that's being taken. That doesn't happen. And we have a foreclosure fraud hotline in Ingham County. We're the only county in the state that has it. The number, if people are in trouble, is 676-7210. But we created that foreclosure fraud hotline, and we started hearing stories. People would call us up and say things to us, and we would say, well, that just doesn't make any sense. But the next day, someone would call up that exact same story. We have people that we have found in Ingham County that were making payments on modifications and that were still foreclosed. We have people who were told by their bank to stop making payments, that sent paperwork in three and four times, all trying to do the right thing, and it was lost at every step. And while they were told by their bank that, don't worry about it, we're working with you, at the same time they were being dual-tracked and being pushed into foreclosure. Oftentimes the bank doesn't even know which of these properties they own. It's a mess. It's a complete and utter mess.
How do Orleans and Trot and Trot respond to their involvement in this? How do they describe it? How do they justify it?
Well, I mean, they would say they're performing a service for the banking industry, and it's been a very lucrative one. And I'm not saying that it hasn't been. I'm saying there's been a lot of corners cut, and that we've proven that foreclosure by advertisement, the system that is currently in this state, assumes that the banks are playing by the rules and are correct in all these practices. I'm pretty sure that this $2.5 million settlement or the other bank settlements that have come down from the AGs proves that that's not the case. They obviously are violating the law in many cases. So if that's the case, then why shouldn't we change that law and make sure that people have due process in the foreclosure process?
How many of these 300 Ingham County robo-signing victims have you come to know? I mean, are you that closely involved with these folks or what?
Well, the 300 are just a base. Unfortunately for most of those people, a large part of them, they'd already lost their homes. They had already been foreclosed by the time anybody saw this crime happening. It's unfortunate, but there's not a lot. No one's gotten their home back after being foreclosed, and I don't think it's going to happen. There's usually a good-faith buyer after that. So, we've come to know them and help them through the fraud hotline, but there are plenty of other different frauds that we're dealing with. I mean, the one thing I would say is that the DocX case is the lowest hanging fruit on the tree of this massive fraud. And I'm glad we're going after it, but we need to get higher up in the tree and go after the people that actually made the most money in this process and who really made the decisions that led to us being in this crisis.
Is time running out here? I mean, is this thing, with the passage of time, is this just being forgotten? Actually, it's ironic I should pose that question because I think that question's triggered by something that just happened this morning. The feds are apparently filing suit against one of the ratings agencies here that played a key role in the mortgage meltdown. Is this issue being forgotten?
I hope not. I mean, I certainly am standing up and fighting and trying to keep it on the front of everyone's mind. I mean, the good news is foreclosures are down in the county. The bad news is there's been nothing done by the state or the federal government to really fix the overlying problems. I mean, the biggest issue I have is we've broken down the entire system. On the one end, we've talked about the foreclosures are way too easy to do in the state, and we need to have more checks and balances. And I have spoken to the legislature. I've testified in front of the legislature. I've tried to make those changes. On the other end, and this is what we're getting at with the Standard & Poor suit that was announced this morning, we have broken the system down on how people actually get mortgages. The average person buys a mortgage at their local bank. Within 2 or 3 days, it's sold to somebody else. Within a few weeks from that, it's either insured through the federal government or, on the other end, is sold to investors. There used to be a checks and balances so that the person who is giving the loan actually cared that you were going to make payments on the loan, that you could afford to make payments. Instead, we were actually training people to actually get around the underwriting process. We were basically saying to people, you know, you can give loans and sell them the next day. So there was no really incentive to actually have the checks and balances that we had before. It'd be nice to go back to a more simpler time. But I think the biggest thing is, in the 1990s, we actually allowed for lending institutions, banks that were savings and loans, to actually also become investment banks. That had always been outlawed in this country. But we decided somewhere along the line that it was a good idea to allow investment banks and savings and loans banks to be the same thing. I think that has led to terrible decisions being made. That these actually are loans that are supposed to be a trust between you and your bank are now just an investment. You're no longer actually a person who's a customer of that bank. You're a line on a sheet of paper that's going to be sold to somebody else in the open market. And I think that's really a large part of the problem. We should go back to the situations where the bank that is dealing with on a savings and loan can't be selling you as an asset on the open market. And that just seems fair and right. It worked in this country for centuries, and we changed it in the 90s, and I think it's had drastic problems now that we've gotten to the foreclosure crisis.
Was that the Glass-Steagall?
Yes.
Yeah, so Glass-Steagall was revoked in 1994.
Five. Somewhere in there, yeah.
How stern a message, we're talking with Ingham County Register of Deeds, Curtis Hertel Jr., how stern a message does the $2.5 million settlement send to the mortgage fraud industry, to the mortgage industry?
I think it's good that we're saying, if you use these illegal documents, you'll pay. I think that we have to go further. I think there's still criminal prosecution going on of the head of LPS who ran the DocX Corporation. So there is a criminal investigation going on as well, and I think that's good, and we should see that. I think we should go further. I think we need to look at the foreclosure firms in this state, the ones that are still using these illegal documents to take people's homes. We have people in Ingham County that are still being foreclosed on using documents that we now know are illegal. And the bank and the foreclosure firms in this state argue that we can't actually use defenses, and oftentimes they're winning, that these documents are fraudulent, even though we know they're fraudulent. It's common knowledge they're fraudulent in the industry. In fact, Trot & Trot last year filed one of these documents in my office after everything had come out. And I called them up and said, I will hold recordings for a half hour, but I need you to call and tell me to take this off record. If not, it's my duty to put it on record, and I will be calling the Attorney General's office. This uses a known fraudulent document. Within 15 minutes, I got a call saying, please, we made a mistake. Don't put that on record. But 6 months later, they're still using those same documents that were already on record to take people's homes.
In other counties?
In this county.
In Ingham County?
In Ingham County.
Okay.
Because I can't stop them from using that, those documents in foreclosure. I mean, in all honesty, we have the power to fight them, but we don't have the power to stop the process.
You are a Democrat. I've got to get your take on our new House representation at the state capitol.
Andy Shore or Samson?
Well, Andy's on the show tomorrow, so yeah, we can start with Andy.
Andy's a good friend. We serve on the Board of Commissioners together. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. I think he's a very good leader, and I think he has a long future ahead of him.
Okay.
Sam, the same way. Sam's thing, I think, is brilliant, very hard worker. Tom Cochran is fantastic. I knock doors for all three of these people in the primary and the general. I'm really happy with who we have.
Okay. Ingham County Register of Deeds Curtis Hertel Jr. on the settlement yesterday involving robo-signing victims here in Ingham County and around the state of Michigan. Many thanks.
Thank you.